So one key belief I know you must have in order for you to get out of your own way and start doing external marketing is that it's not about me. It's not about me, meaning it's not about you, right? It's not about me. Me. I love the podcast from the TRP podcast where Dr. P and Dr. Steven were talking about if it's good for your ego, it's not good for your business or your
Yes.
practice. And I was about to say something to the team that was good for my ego. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm not gonna say it. I'm just gonna apply this. And it turned out to be a great decision.
Hello, and welcome to Build Your Remarkable Practice podcast. This podcast is dedicated to chiropractors who are in the seasons of launching and building their practice. Join myself, Dr. Lona, and my co-host, Dr. Bobby, as we have conversations each week as it relates to building the practice of your dreams. And remember, you can have a remarkable practice as part of a remarkable life, not instead of one. We're here to lead you on the way. Welcome,
Wait.
everyone. We are on the Build Your Remarkable Practice podcast, and I get to be with someone I just got to be in Mexico with. We were having a great time down at the Berkshires, spreading chiropractic love. And so we're back with Dr. Sebastian Bonin, the one, the only. And earlier this week, he did a training for all of us coaches on delivering outside and inside talks. And it was awesome. And I know some of the coaches even commented how much it like inspired all of us. So we're going to do a podcast episode today on putting on talks, doing it successfully, overcoming fears, and all the wisdom that Dr. Sebastian has to share on that. So welcome, Dr. Sebastian. Great to see you. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. Yeah, that was a great training. And I opened up a second office here in Puerto Rico. That's where I live and where I'm from. And I've been creating and branding chiropractic here in this island. So the doctor, one of the our clients, he was like super struggling with leads, new patient leads. And he's like sending all this money into digital lead generation.
Right.
So paying, the monthly fee, which is usually like $1,500 plus $1,500 in ads,
Yep.
you're already at 3 grand, which is twice his rent. So it's like, what's up? And I'm like, well, how about internally? Are your processes and your systems producing leads? And we audited that, and we found like seven other additional instances in the whole system that we've been implementing and helping him implement to outsource new patient leads internal, right? So that has been taken care of, but still not enough. And it's because he hasn't been leveraging external marketing.
Sure.
External marketing meaning let's define it, taking your office outside of your office, like taking the mission out from it's like taking the church out into the streets, basically, right? It's taking the mission out into the community so that you get exposed and people see you and ask you questions and tell them the gospel about chiropractic. So he decided to, the first thing is like, okay, so what should I do? And it's like, well, there's so many things you can do. You can do corporate talks, you can do patient breakfast, patient lunches, patient dinners, lunch and learns, spinal screenings, you name it. You can do so much. And he's like, okay, great, but what do I say? Like, I don't know what to say. I don't have your personality. I'm like, listen, you don't need my personality. You need to talk a lot if you have my personality, because that's how then you compensate. Okay. You have the opposite. You don't need to talk that much. But everything you say, it's like a one swing home run. I need to like and just keep it blah, 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 to compensate. So I see your weakness as your absolute asset. Let's leverage it. So that was the first thing, you know, I had to go over with him. You know, it was the mindset. So Dr. Lona, on external marketing, what are like one key belief or two key beliefs that you had to implement in order for you to get out of your own way and start doing external marketing?
Mm-hmm. So like you, I love what you just said there too, where like some people think because they maybe don't have the persona that is more extroverted that they are somehow not going to be good at external marketing. And I think, again, that's a belief system right there of when your why and your understanding of how transformative chiropractic can pull you out of the comfort zone. So if your love for chiropractic and for humans and helping them find chiropractic can get you out of your four walls of your office, that's the first thing. So that motivation internally or that inspiration internally to just overcome what everybody has, which is, you know, a fear of rejection on some level, or what if somebody doesn't want to hear it and I'm out and about and I'm you know, selling, you know, everyone is scared to sell on some level. And instead of thinking of it like selling, you know, when you said the gospel of chiropractic, you're sharing the truth you've learned and what's transformed your life, and you're making it bigger than yourself. So I think a lot of it is just recognizing it's not really about you. That doesn't mean you have to be pushy. It means you truly are trying to connect with people and tell them how you can help. And so for me, that was part of it, is just getting my mind right about why was I doing it and realizing I didn't have to be perfect at it. And I think most people stop themselves because they're trying to be perfect before they're going to get started, which is a recipe for disaster usually.
Absolutely. Yeah. So one key belief I know you must have in order for you to get out of your own way and start doing external marketing is that it's not about me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about me, meaning it's not about you, right? It's not about me. I love the podcast from the TRP podcast where Dr. P and Dr. Steven were talking about if it's good for your ego, it's not good for your business or your practice. Mm-hmm. And I was about to say something to the team that was good for my ego. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to say it. I'm just going to apply this, and it turned out to be a great decision. So that's one key belief. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about me. It's not about me. So I know that when I die, because we're all going to die, and I'm going to be 135, most probably by that time, I'll still be surfing and, you know, with great posture and a smile and, you know, just looking great, that God is not going to ask me, all right, so how many people you adjusted? How many people you healed?
Mm-hmm.
How many people, you know, you helped cross the street? No, he's not going to ask me that. He's going to ask me, how many people were in front of you hearing your talk?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's it. Whatever talk it is, it doesn't matter, right? So I take it very seriously. Yeah. And it's also every time I do an external talk, don't ever think I'm like, yes, I cannot wait to do this patient dinner. Listen, Lona, next Wednesday, I have this patient dinner. We're expecting like 60 people. It's going to be the biggest ever. And you have no idea. I'm so excited. No, I'm not. I'd rather be watching Netflix, you know, chilling, just resting, because that's the way it is. But I have to show up. It's not about me. It's not about me relaxing. It's not about me enjoying Netflix on a Wednesday night. It's not about me, you know, chilling and just laying back. No, it's about them. It's about, I have the opportunity right now to share a message with at least one person that's going to completely alter the course of their of that person's life. And I don't know. Another key belief, you're always about to meet the most important person of your practice, of your business.
Mm-hmm.
You're always about to be. So is it going to be on this next patient here? I don't know. I got to show up.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. Tell you a quick story. How you show up matters. And to show up, it means that you also have a choice either to prepare and how much you want to prepare. So first of all, showing up for yourself, meaning how much you're preparing for this event. Quick story. This doctor, for the first time, did a launch and learn. Man, these mosquitoes are raging.
Also, for the record,
I got it.
Mosquitoes. He's got coffee that fell on his floor, and Sebastian still showed up to deliver this podcast and do it with a smile on his face, and discomfort can be dealt with later, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Broken coffee cup.
All around the.
So is the situation always perfect, Sebastian?
Oh, never. No. It's never going to be perfect. So
and are you ever still nervous about speaking?
It's not nervous. It's frustrated because it didn't turn out the way I wanted to. It's handling frustration, handling, you know, I'm expecting 40 people. It's usually at 6:45, there's already 15 people already there sitting. And that's super unusual because Puerto Ricans are known to be late for everything. It's 7:05 and there's two people in front of me. And I have this whole restaurant for myself, empty. That's what I'm showing up to. It's not nervousness. It's anger. It's frustration. It's I want to kill my patient coordinator. it's like, and how to turn that into I cannot wait to speak to these two people. I'm so excited. I cannot believe how grateful and blessed I am in less than 15 seconds. How can I turn that around emotionally? Now that's what I call emotional fitness, because a lot of you listening are physically fit, but emotionally obese. So that's my real challenge. It's not nervousness anymore. Why? Because I have prepared my whole life. So I know I showed you guys this picture, you know, you may not have been born to do speaking. This is me in kindergarten doing my graduation speech. I'm 5 years old there. So I know.
Years of practice, so you're no longer nervous. You're frustrated if it doesn't turn out how you thought it was going to in your head. Yeah.
100%. It's all about, for me, it's all about prep time. And here's the story I wanted to tell you. This doctor did his first launch and learn. He had 14 people. He closed 3 people. And they didn't pay. It was just like, yeah, I want to go to the office. Give me your information and let's schedule an appointment. So he didn't charge for an appointment. Mm-hmm. This person has been on my patient dinners. He's seen me close, you know, last dinner were 52 people. I closed 48 of them, paid, and they paid $60. So it's like a higher usual than tickets, not 20 or 40. On the next dinner, I'm going to start doing 97. So to qualify better those leads. Anyways, I ask him, so you've seen me close, you know, you've seen me how, you know, more than 10 times, how I close the room, how I build value, you know, what happened? Why didn't you charge? You know, he got vulnerable. He said, I got scared. I'm like, okay, do I have permission to coach you? Because I'm going to go deep and fast. Mm-hmm. So I needed to have permission. It's like, listen, you did not prepare. That's why. How much you prepared? How much you practiced this talk beforehand? Here's the thing. You didn't charge because there was no value to you. Mm. There was no value to you. And why there was no value to you? Because you didn't prepare for your talk. I guarantee that if you would have been 1 month every day practicing the closing, losing some nights of sleep, getting nervous, for a full month you were practicing this thing, I guarantee that at the end, you'll be like, listen, I don't care. Every one of you will sign up because I'm preparing for this moment. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It has such a different vibration, such a different tone to the talk, the way you speak when you prepare. So your self-value, right? You're valuing yourself, and then you're bringing this value to in front of all these people. And now you don't feel like charging them for it, what you're charging, because you know you're giving it away.
And you could apply that concept to your new patient experience, your day two experience, your reeval experience. Like, how much have you trained and invested your own energetics into, like, this is exactly how I would like to deliver this to people and why it's valuable?
100%.
Yeah.
Hey, Remarkables, Dr. Stephen Franzen here. Are you ready to take your practice systems to the next level? Grow your practice, increase your profits. Would you like to have your team immersed in a high energy, inspiring environment where they're trained and skilled up in the complete TRP system? I've got great news. It's that time of year again. It's time for the Remarkable Conversion and Retention Immersion. It only happens one time a year in the US and once in Australia. June 6th and 7th in Orlando, and June 27th and 28th in Sydney, Australia. In this comprehensive training on the complete Remarkable Practice Building System, we cover everything. Day 1, 2, 3, 4, week 1, 2, 3, 4, month 1, 2, 3, 4, year 1, 2, 3, 4, and beyond. Patient conversion and retention. We cover the entire system. What would it feel like to see more of your new patients eagerly starting care and then happily following your recommendations for care? They stay under care because they want chiropractic care. At this powerful and inspiring two-day event, you and your team will discover exactly what is working today in the conversion process. New patients starting care and staying under care. Building your practice volume and your revenue. Learn the most cutting-edge communications that drive more conversions, unbelievable retention, and incredible referral. This is the best bang for your buck in training all year. Register your team at theremarkablepractice.com or find the link in the show notes below. Join us for a jam-packed 2 full days of intensive training for chiropractic teams that want to grow their practice and increase their profit. June 6th and 7th in Orlando, Florida, and June 27th and 28th in beautiful Sydney, Australia.
We talked about the why. Why do external marketing? Why? Well, for a more selfish reason, is because I need to build a marketing machine so that I can feed my three doctors so that they can have enough new patients for them to execute my life's purpose. Oh my God, I'm sweating already. Delegating my life's purpose. Are you kidding me? Yeah, that's what you do as a CEO. Delegate your life's purpose into building a team around you. Now my job is to build them so they execute. So I need a marketing machine for it. And there's this very simple way that I'm going to teach you today of executing what I called an ideal patient dinner. It's an ideal patient dinner. Okay? You don't even have to do it on a restaurant. You can do it if you have a space in your office. You can do it in your office, or you can just have a restaurant. I am going, for the sake of this training, I'm going to teach you very simply how to do your first external patient dinner or lunch or breakfast, whatever it is. It's just the time. When do you want to do it? Then you put it that way. So the first thing is you're going to ask every team member, give me a list of the 10 favorite patients that are currently coming. Okay. So if you have a team of three, how many, that list is going to be how long? 30.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you.
So 30 people. So I have 30 names. Some of them are going to be repeated, right? So let's say I have 20 patients. I have a list of 20 patients. But doctor, I'm starting. Okay, just your 10 best new patients, 5 best new patients are currently coming. Whatever it is, you have this list of people. Second step, you're going to create an invitation. And this invitation, you spend some money on it. Like, you want this to be a very formal thing. You know, when they invite you to a wedding, you receive this invitation, which is an envelope inside of an envelope inside of another envelope that has this envelope inside of another envelope, and it's like super, like, what the heck is this? You know, this huge thing for a little thing that says, are you coming? You know, respondez s'il vous plaît. I'm like, I'm not French either. Anyways, spend some money on this, okay? Make it like real formal. And you're going to hand this invitation to each patient. You're going to say, you've been chosen. I want to personally invite you to a lunch or a dinner that I'm going to host here in my office or some restaurant. And I wanted to personally invite you. Here's your invitation. Now, here's the catch. You can only come if you bring at least 3 people with you. You're going to say 3, so at least they come with 1. Okay? Some of them, can I bring more than 3? But say 3, at least they come with 1. You don't feel comfortable with 3, then say 2. You don't feel comfortable with 2, then say 1. I'm just saying, just say 3, you'll get at least 1, always. Oh, awesome. Great. Thank you, doctor. So then every time they come to an appointment, I'll be expecting you, who are your 3 names? Did you thought of anyone? You see what I'm saying? Like you follow up on each appointment? Fantastic. Second, another thing. How much time do I need to promote? You can do it next week, okay? So I challenge you. This podcast is to challenge you. How many are up for this challenge to do a patient breakfast, lunch, or dinner? It's just the time and the food you're going to serve, whether it's eggs or chicken. So I challenge you to do this. If a week, you know, maybe you're listening to this on a Friday, then in 2 weeks. So you have next week and then you do it the following week. Does that make sense? So you only need 2 weeks. You don't need 6. You don't need 4. 2 weeks. That's it. Only you need 2 weeks. And you're going to attract these people. So let's say you chose to do it in your office. Yeah, but that's internal. No, this is like a really easy external event. Okay. It's just in your office instead of a restaurant. The food, you're going to bring the food and you're going to cater the food from your favorite restaurant that has the same standards as you. Usually it's the restaurant of a patient. So I endorse, I like to do business with people who do business with me.
Right.
So, you know, we have this amazing restaurant. It's called O Market. The owners, they obviously care. So I want rice, chicken, and salad. Can you add and throw in another protein? Sure. And they added, I don't know, salmon. Okay. So simple, rice, salad, and a protein. Simple, simple, but good. Mm-hmm. Good quality. Like, wow, this food is actually really good. Don't serve crappy food. Mm-hmm. Don't do it. That's going to say so much about you, you have no idea. It's like the restroom. Amazing restaurant. You go to the restroom, it's like a shithole. You're like, oh my God, that's like the kitchen is. So done with that. Not coming back. All right. So date of the event. Your 10, 20 patients showed up with at least 1 guest. You have 40 people.
Right.
In front of you. 30 people, 20 people in front of you. Fantastic. I don't fit all that in my small front desk. Then do it in your community area of your community. Do it in a patient's house.
Yeah.
I have patients who have incredible, huge houses. You can do it in their patio and they will love to host it, or in a restaurant. It's, you're only limited by your own mind. Okay. Like literally you can do it anywhere. Okay. So what do you say? What do? This is my favorite part. You start by saying, okay, you are all here for 3 reasons. The first reason is, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for helping me achieve my purpose. My purpose is, and then you go into your purpose, your why. My purpose is to serve humanity, to help them express their full potential, their fullness of their heart, enjoy God's blessings, and help others do the same. That's my personal life mission, and I'm doing it in the, it just so happened that chiropractic is my platform to execute that. So I am so sure I was born to do this. I love this. I'm doing God's work, and I cannot do it without you. So I wanna thank you. You're here because I wanted to personally thank you. And then everyone's like, oh, you know, okay, good. Now remember, you have your ideal patients and people who have never met you. Okay, just remember the audience. The second reason you're here is because we would like to know if you have the rest of your team or if you're alone, because I would like to know what we have done in order for you to be such a great patient. And then all your guests are going to go into sharing their testimonial. And I came here and I met Dr. Whatever, and I did this and I'm healed, and it's, he healed me. And, you know, and they're going to say hardcore stuff about you. So if you, I usually like to, when they say that I did something for them, I always, you know, clarify that, no, there's only one who heals. You heal yourself. I was just a facilitator. And also I will say something about them, of like how they influence their results. Yep. And you know why she got those results? Because she never missed or changed an appointment.
Yep.
See what I'm saying? And then I'm going to be like, at each testimonial, I'm going to point out why one thing that made that result happen. So now I'm pre-framing all the guests. And I'm also telling all the people in the room, don't stop doing it, basically, right? Okay. They're going to go into full testimonial. And then in the when they're done doing the testimonial, you stop, bless the food, eat. When the first person finish eating, then you're going to go into closing mode, which is, I told you in the beginning, you were here for three reasons. The first reason, to thank you for being here. Second, we want to know what we have done to be such a great patient, for you to be such a great patient. Third is, I need your help. If you haven't noticed, we're on a mission. Who do you know? And then you, if I can share my screen, then I'm going to give them the closing form. The closing form is this form that I use to to close every talk. And here is the QR code. If you're not leveraging SCED, we leverage SCED to really make this closing procedure process very, you know, streamlined and easy. So there will be a QR code that takes them directly to my scheduling page. They pick up. So every guest now schedules their appointment. Second part is, okay, who do you know? While you were listening to me speak, I know for sure that some people came into your mind. You thought of some people that should have been here today. Yes or no? Yes, yes. Okay, you're going to write the name, their relationship, and their phone number. We're going to offer them the same, you know, offer. You know, the initial evaluation, $397 for $97. Information doesn't change life. Action changes life. And then in the end, if you want me to go to your church, or do you meet monthly with your bowling team or your wrestling of your kid, whatever, and you want me to go there and speak to them, put the name here of the organization, the name of the person I need to contact, and the phone number. And I like to do this. Before you leave, please come to me if you wrote something here, or raise your hand, so I can give you my text, my cell phone number, and schedule it today or tomorrow. So I want to be on top of this thing immediately. So I give them my cell phone number and I scale it through there. So if you want the closing form, for those of you clients, you just have to go on the online academy and put the closing form. All right, I'm going to kill this mosquito right now.
And Sebastian, and, also, yes. If people are listening to this and they're like, okay, like I want to connect with Sebastian and learn more, like, should they find you on Instagram or something too?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Instagram, TRP coach, Dr. Sebastian, TRP coach, Dr. Sebastian.
Perfect.
And also Dr. Sebastian Bonin, which is my page in Spanish. for the marketing Puerto Rico.
Awesome.
So that's it. That's it. So simple, so easy. And I would love to know who's up for the challenge.
Yes. Yeah, you've inspired me for the second time this week that we need to be doing more talks and executing on more docs and putting them out just a week or two instead of making it into something harder than it needs to be. So thank you for that. And find Sebastian on Instagram. If you are a client, you have access to the closing form. So find that. If you're not a client, we'd love to like talk to you more about helping you build your practice.
Absolutely.
Any last words, Sebastian? Thank you for sharing that all with us.
That you were amazing on that Berkshire's event. It was a tough audience. They were all Spanish speaking and you were up there giving and doing your magic in English, getting translated. I that was so like, you know, badass. You know, it was so like super next level. Like I'm having my talk be translated. That's crazy. So I just want to recognize you for all the work that you're doing too. So I appreciate that.
Appreciate you. All right. See you soon. Hey, everyone. Please listen in for this next bonus interview of one of our remarkable success partners. They all help us help more people find the benefits of chiropractic. So listen on.
All right, guys. So Dr. Pete Camiolo here. Happy to be in the studio with my friend and somebody I've gotten to know over the years. She's been a wonderful supporter of the Remarkable Practice over several years now. Joe Hagan from Wealth Colony. Joe, so glad to have you on the podcast. Thanks for taking the time to meet with me. And today we're going to talk about wealth. We're going to talk about wealth building. We're going to talk about money strategies. We're going to talk about what's new and what's happening here in this world. It's 2025, and it's great to be connecting with you. So maybe just take a minute or two for our audience. Some might know you. Many might not know who you are. So give us a little insight. Tell us a little about who you are, and then I've got some more things I'd love to talk to you about today.
Awesome. Thank you, Dr. Pete, for having me here as a guest on your podcast. About myself, first and foremost, I like to say I'm a present husband and dad. I have five kids. That's my why, right? And I'm halfway through the whole, you know, Groundhog Day with, you know, we were talking earlier, my middle daughter going into college next year. And professionally, I started out of college years ago on Wall Street, you know, being the dinosaur stockbroker. And somewhere along the line, you saw that whole model changing, right? Because now it's like, why do you want to pay someone to do a trade for you or handle things that you can do on your own, right? There's a lot of, you know, Charles Schwab was $10 and now it's $0 at Robinhood. All that you saw coming. But most importantly, I got indoctrinated into the blockchain. I didn't buy it enough at Bitcoin when it was like, you know, $1, $5. And I've watched for, you know, almost 15 years now since I've been involved in it, Pete. Bitcoin went from something only drug dealers use, to only small companies use, to only small countries use, now Wall Street, and now they just started a digital asset summit because the White House has a crypto czar. What I've been doing is I've been learning a lot from folks way above my intellectual pay grade, and I try to take that and demystify it to my ecosystem of friends and family that are just growing. Say, hey, here's how to use it. Here's how to trade it. Here's something you might want to consider investing in. But above all, when I talk to people about what the future is, because I like to say your grandkids are going to laugh at you and say, wait, put your money in a bank, really? Like you gave them like like they borrowed your money and it wasn't guaranteed. And it's all about peer-to-peer and everything's going on the blockchain and they're going to grow up with it. Same way that our kids don't know cursive now because they grew up with an iPhone, right? Decentralized finance, educating people on why it's important, what's at stake for not knowing it, and really how to use it in your business besides your professional or personal life. That makes
sense. And I'm really interested in that. And I sense that on my side, just with my own kids, just talking about, you know, very practically, like the days that I had a pager when I would get texted from my boss or paged by my boss and I'd have to go find a phone and call them back and find out what the heck was going on. Cause you know, they paged me into work or something was going on the job and I need to find out more. I remember, you know, I talk like that to my kids, and you know how the first cell phones were, and you know what we used to watch on. We had like 4 or 5 channels on television, you know, and if it wasn't on, you didn't get to watch it. If you missed the Giants game, it was over. You wasn't watching replay. There was no way to fast forward. There was no, you know, like we talk like this, and it's dinosaurs. But that's what you're talking about is what it's going to be for in the banking, in the money, in the finance world. And I've been following you for years now, and I love reading your emails and all the things you send out and keeping your people informed and educated, which is a big part of what we teach in chiropractic, that our job is to educate and adjust our patients, right? And you do the same thing. I know you're a big believer in educating and educating your people, being educated. Can you talk a little about, you know, we talk about a job of a CEO is to solve problems, a business is to solve problems for another person, right? So your business, what specifically, like you work with chiropractors, you work with doctors, you work with a lot of people, but you specifically are working in our space, serving chiropractors. Talk to me a little about what are the challenges that you're seeing chiropractors face and how are you helping them in this space specifically with the work you guys are doing?
Yeah, thank you. First, you know, friends in the space that introduced me to you guys at TRP, like-minded, entrepreneurial, my family, none of us, you know, took the vaccine. All of these things come alive. My daughters, my other kids that have played sports, we believe in, you know, getting adjusted and being, you know, competitive and all those things. So one of the things I learned along the way was just enlightening them on what I learned on projects that really were impactful. And you can see like, okay, not something I'm reading about. If you can educate me and help me understand it, let me make money. So we help people understand originally a couple of years ago, how to go open a Coinbase account. Don't be scared. Don't listen to the corporate media that's telling you to take a vaccine. They're the same ones that are telling you that Bitcoin is a scary word. It's not, okay? They weren't invested in it. They needed to get invested in it, so they wanted to scare the retail people away. But at the same time, the technology, it's like imagine you being a college student or a chiropractor running a business and not having office, using a typewriter and whiteout. Like, that's the next step. And if I can help people understand using the blockchain or using different things to enhance their business. And one of the things I will tell you for chiropractors, they get it. I see them very active on social media. But there's a lot of things that we can do that you can do once you get educated. But if I could just talk about one thing, it's every $1 billion brand has a rewards program. Why don't you? Right? So what do you mean? You know, I'm not Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Dr. Pete or Dr. Smith. And at the end of the day, it's like, yes, but if you understand Web3 and Web3 marketing and blockchain, it's not about transactions. It's not about buy 9 cups of coffee, get your 10th one free. It's about driving customer, in your case, chiropractor case, patient engagement. The more they're engaged, the more office visits, the more patient retention, the more they tend to spend, the more they tend to share. So if you could take the blockchain, all these things, if you want certain behavior that you want to reward from all your patients, will happily do it because they love Dr. Peter, they love Dr. Stacy, right? You could run a rewards program that has been proven. The reason why every brand does it that has money is it boosts customer retention, profitability, and really everything you want to do in that space is customer-patient engagement. So now, you could take something and put it in a smart contract, which we would show, you know, you can show you how to do it. It's not rocket science unless you make it rocket science. You take, okay, if you retweet something that I tweeted, if you join this group, if you write a testimonial, if you do these things, now my efforts on social media that I'm already doing, which is called Web2, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, X, right?
Yep.
They get exponentially exploded. And now you bring in more people that are interested in learning more about your services, and you drive more and more patient engagement. That makes sense?
No, I love that. I love that idea. You know, to your point, you know, this is what the billion-dollar companies are doing. We, in our programs, we teach concepts of how to run, you know, a remarkable business. We talk about building a remarkable practice. We talk about then scaling it into a remarkable business. And what we're doing is we're learning from what are the bigger successful businesses, what are they doing? What are the best practices? What have all of the people that have gone before us learned through trial and error, through blood, sweat, and tears, through a lot of money? And how do we apply it? And this is a great example of a rewards program, which drives engagement, as you said. And engagement is a prerequisite for all the other things we desire, whether there's referrals, it's retention, it's results or revenue. All that's directly connected back to an engaged audience, which is powerful. You talked about one of the things you said was, you know, how easy it is. You educate people on how to open a Coinbase account. Talk about that, for example, for like chiropractors and what you're doing for them, maybe even for their staff. Are you guys including any of this in, let's say, if I hire a team and you want to build this into the team benefits for being a part of our team? And are you doing anything on that side in terms of, you know, what separates us apart? How do you differentiate yourself in the marketplace? Why would somebody come work for you versus, let's say, somebody down the street? Are you doing anything with that too, with the chiropractors? These are small business owners that are competing for A-level talent in the marketplace. Is there anything there that you're doing there, Joe, as well?
Yeah, as far as teaching you how to set up and trade, you know, and get some trade alerts that make sense. I mean, that was so 2021, right? What happened was we got hit with a crypto winter in 2022, and then we learned from guys like Mark Andreessen and Ben Horowitz. They're like the biggest mentors of Silicon Valley, of just how bad the Biden administration was to crypto specifically. And they were on Joe Rogan. They're talking about on their podcast, and everybody was scared to talk about that until the election came. And then they came out. Now everybody's building. You've got cryptos, you've got clarity and regulations. Now it's easy to say, hey, Pete, remember that thing I was telling you we were going to come out for chiropractic a couple of years ago? How come it's not out yet? Watch that podcast. You'll realize that these companies, like, you can bring fentanyl across the border. You can rob a car, Grand Theft Auto. That's okay. Lawlessness like that is okay. But if you're an MIT or a University of Chicago kid that wants to build some cool blockchain application, right, and innovate, you're the bad guy, and you're going to get debanked. You're going to get an SEC Wells notice. Like, it was just wild how they all came out talking about it. So there's a frenzy now of building and moving forward because technology is that great. Where it applies to chiropractors for me would be, all right, they have this revolution chain that it really is the new rebrand of the old product we used to talk to you about. Okay.
Yep.
They just went bigger. And revolution is an L2 chain. What does that mean? That means it's a layer two that lays right on top of Ethereum. Imagine if you're driving down a highway, right? And you just want to get in the easy pass lane and not pay more for it, actually save you money. Layer two lets you do transactions cheaper and faster in a certain space. Coinbase came out with Base. Revolution is really for the creator economy. And how is a chiropractor a creator? Well, I don't know. I know a lot of chiropractors sell supplements. I buy some that I take, you know, in order to stay healthy. Maybe you start an affiliate promote program and you have it run. And everybody that is your patient or customer becomes an affiliate. And you just build this beautiful model. By the way, you spend enough time taking care of your patients. You got to set it up and let it forget it, because it's built into a smart contract on the blockchain. It's completely transparent. All the accounting and payments and everything is done in real time, real settlement. So some of the things that you're already doing, you talked about learning from other practices in the past and make them remarkable. You never had the blockchain. So you can take some of those lessons. And if you could take this new tool, like, oh my gosh, I don't have to have, you know, typewriter and whiteout. I got this thing called, you know, I can copy and paste and all the file saving, all the other stuff Microsoft Office does. This is just another level. It takes out middlemen in every way. And when you flip the middleman and take it out of the equation on its head, the profitability and the scalability just goes to another level. And if you're, like I said, running something for like a chiropractor, it would be okay. You can invest in it. Like, you could have bought Microsoft when it first came out, or you could have bought Apple when it first came out with the iPad and the iPhone and all that stuff, and you would have made a lot of money. So there's discussions there where you may want to invest. But how to use these products to really make your practice more efficient is the discussions we have. And yeah, we have coaches, a couple of coaches here that are partners, and we're teaching them. Like, for right now, we have a way for them to, you know, get on this network. It's free. If you get in early, you get rewarded. And when it goes live, you'll have access to all kinds of ways to utilize that network, test it out, and say, you know what, this makes sense to me. I got the aha moment. Yes. And then if you start using it, like I said, it's literally something that I believe could be as common as liking and following and all the stuff that you can do on the network. And like I said, have it running, and it's running for you, and it's not taken away from your bandwidth. Spend some time and think about it. Whether it's 5 minutes or 10 minutes, you set it up, you let it run. You don't have to watch it. That's the beautiful part about it. Literally, you set it and forget it product. And we have another company that we invested in that has a 7-year, just separate from the Revolution chain, that has a separate AI that trades the market for you. And it has more than a 7-year track record, right, of literally outperforming the S&P index. And the guy that runs the AI has been way ahead of all these China-come-lately AI companies that are coming out there. He used to manage $8 billion for Deutsche Bank, and he's the expert that has trained the AI for machine learning. And if you're – and literally, it's really easy to use. It's like conservative, aggressive, moderate. That is what we learned on the other Dr. Crypto Pro product that we had, that it was great when the market was great, but to really trade it, you had to learn how to trade, where most people that we spoke with just wanted to set it and forget it. So you have AI that's helping you navigate markets like the one we have today, down 1,000. That's less worry you have to have on the markets, and your investing is in good hands, and more time than ever. So there's a couple of different ways that we help people do that. And you know, you can set up a coaching call with me or Matt or one of my team and just kind of walk through that wherever your interest may lie.
It's good. So with that, you've piqued my and I'm sure a lot of others' interest. What would be the next step then to get on a call with you, Matt, one of your people? What's the next step? How do people learn more, take a next step?
Yeah, I would say I write articles every day and see what piques your interest on LinkedIn. Joseph Hagan, comma, blockchain enthusiast, you know, one of my favorite people, my title years ago. And I get really good engagement. People message me all the time there. And while you're there, before you message me, you can read a couple of articles. Oh, wow, that one makes sense. You know, maybe this is something that I want to learn how to do more. Or just email me at joe@wealthcolony.com. That's my email. And LinkedIn is Joseph Hagan, blockchain enthusiast.
Beautiful. You guys heard it here. So check out Joe and read his stuff. I love reading your stuff. You always put out great content, great information, make it really easy to understand for people that are maybe not operating in this space. So check out Joseph Hagan on LinkedIn at Blockchain Enthusiast, and also joe@wealthcolony.com. Also, you can find Joe, if you come to our Immersion events, you'll see Joe or somebody from his team usually represented at the event. So stop by the booth and say hello to them as well. But Joe, thanks for taking the time to be here. Thanks for being a supporter of the Remarkable Practice, which is chiropractic. And our goal is to help more chiropractors become more successful, which means they're helping more people. And that means we're making a bigger impact in this world, which is something that you're doing as well. So thanks for being a great supporter of our movement and our work. We appreciate you. And thanks for taking the time to be with me here today.
Likewise. Pleasure to be here, as always.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Build Your Remarkable Practice podcast. Remember, what the world needs now is chiropractic. And what chiropractic needs now is more successful chiropractors. If you liked the podcast, please subscribe, share with your friends, and leave us a review. And if you'd like to connect with us personally, please click the links in the show notes to schedule a call.